A landmark lawsuit, Vergara versus California, came down to one final day of arguments, Judge Rolf Troe presiding.
Closing argument by counsel, for those of you, I see some students here, is a very important part of the case. Closing argument is advocacy in its highest form.
Many of the student plaintiffs traveled to be here for closing remarks, from fourth grader Clara Campbell, whose head barely clears the back of the courtroom bench, to Brandon DeBose Jr., a high school senior.
I've learned more than what I would have learned in school today than just actually being in the classroom.
During recess, Brandon and some of his fellow plaintiffs gather around the court's cafeteria lunch tables. They all agree on the one thing that could improve their schools.
I think the number one thing that I would want to change is just to get teachers that genuinely care about your education.
I'll do the same, like have better teachers.
Raylene Monterosa and Elizabeth Vergara both have horror stories about bad teachers, like the one who let kids smoke pot, and another who called Latino students house cleaners and cholos. The case zeroes in on the ease with which teachers get tenure and how hard it is to get rid of them. But after more than a year of coaching from a high-power legal team, these students echo their lawyers' talking points. One of the plaintiffs, the Brandon we just heard from, attends Skyline High School in the hills overlooking Oakland. Here, Brandon's classmates are still critical of some of their teachers.
But then again, you also can't blame them.
Skyline High student, Julian Hamilton.
You gotta realize we're in high school, we should be grown enough to control ourselves. So sometimes it's on the teacher, sometimes it's on the student.
And students say sometimes it's on the administration to provide support to struggling teachers and conduct more comprehensive assessments of teachers that include student input. Because, as Skyline student Dakobe Anderson says, administrators aren't getting the whole story.
For instance, like a teacher could put on a different attitude, like they're fronting when a like administrator or somebody of authority over them is in the classroom, but like as soon as that administrator leaves, then they go back to the same old habit.
Kids see things administrators don't. That's the idea that drove the research of Harvard economist Ronald Ferguson, who's been studying students' ability to assess their own teachers.
The student surveys are perhaps the most reliable measure of what goes on in a classroom.
Ferguson says student input should be included when measuring teachers' ability. This doesn't happen in California public schools, and kids like Julian are eager for the chance to give feedback to their teachers.
Good teacher keeps a student up, keep them positive, and just make sure they're on their game. What a bad teacher do is, like, you're on your own. They just put you on the island and hope that you survive.
But Dave Orfel, a former teachers union rep tenured at Skyline, says we already have a way of dealing with bad teachers.
The reality is that there's a process by which I can be released for unprofessional conduct that takes a couple of years.
For him, the Vergara lawsuit misses the real issue.
We're losing so many great teachers before they really even become as great as they could be because of the lack of support. And somehow the solution to that is to make it easier to fire more teachers.
According to industry analysis, nearly half of all new teachers nationwide will leave the profession in their first 5 years of teaching. Second-year social studies teacher at Skyline, Amanda Duamaral, is in that crucial period.
This year is a lot better than last year. Last year was really rough. You know, as first-year teacher, you're just trying to figure it out.
It's a steep learning curve. And for their first 2 years, new teachers in California face the possibility of losing their jobs without warning or cause. But this coming fall, at the beginning of her third year, Duamaral will have tenure.
I think you can take more risks with students if you know that your principal's not just going to walk in and fire you. I'm sure I would, like, think about maybe going on field trips. I think a lot of it just is, like, being able to talk to the administration in a way that I'm not worried about what might happen to me.
Letting a teacher like Duamaral take risks in the classroom sounds good, right? But to the main backer of this case, wealthy Silicon Valley businessman and charter school proponent Dave Welch, too many grossly ineffective teachers hide behind these tenure laws.
I would say it's clear that these laws do seriously hurt children, and they hurt a large number of children. Hundreds of thousands of children a year are impacted by teachers in this system that are ineffective at their job.
Back at Skyline, lunch is ending, and it's time to head back to class. The issue of teacher tenure in California public schools is now up to a judge. A decision is expected this summer. I'm Ike Sri Skandaraja in Oakland.
Let's go, young ladies, into the bathroom. Let's go.